I'm welcome into the studio to Rachel Gunning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hello, good morning.
And Rachel is with our own Jerry Cooley. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, and John. How are you?
Thank you both for coming in. It's a horrible old day.
Well, it's either clearing up.
Is it?
Green shoots. There'll be blue skies over. They're coming.
Okay. Okay, Rachel, you're after starting up your own business, Shampoodle's Dog Grooming.
Yeah.
Was it very difficult to get started?
At the time, I suppose, not as difficult as it would be now, because we were...
Yeah.
We started about...
Yeah. No, we're just fixing the Rachel there in front of the mic.
We started in 2006, but I'd been grooming dogs now for about 13 years. So I was grooming dogs about 6 years before we actually opened our own Shampoodle's Dog Grooming in Clonchock, Clochrane. At the time, there wasn't as many grooming businesses around, so it was easy enough to get people that were looking. There was an opening in the market for professional grooming. And it's something that I had been doing 6 years before, as I said. And it's like a trade. You really do need to work at it before you can perfect it. There are some people that did like courses and internet courses. But if you actually have worked in it and handled dogs, it was easy in the aspect of opening up and getting started. But then you needed to win your customers over. So when they're happy with the job, I suppose, that's when the word passed on and we just kicked off from there, really.
Yeah, and there's more to running a business than just the actual grooming.
Oh,
in your case, there's taxation and there's finances.
They're all the aspects that we're facing now. Things, I suppose, are getting harder and people are looking for things for cheaper. So at the end of the day, we're still paying everything the same between electricity and the rates and tax and water. So we used to get people that came in and said, sometimes it was the same price to get my own hair cut as my dog, but the dog grooming, there's a lot more behind it, you know. It takes about 2 hours to groom a small dog. That's the average dog that most people have, the Yorkies and the Bichons and Westies. And the full groom would include their wash and dry and nails and ears and a full clip, so it's the full pampering. And you have to stand there while the dog is possibly maybe licking your face or jumping up on top of you or possibly trying to jump off the table. And I don't think many hairdressers have to put up with that with women sitting there doing their hair.
I wouldn't know about that on our side.
There's a lot of shampooing, trimming, clipping. I can't believe it. Nail care.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, most dogs now are... It's not like 10 years ago when the dogs roamed around. Now they're house dogs and people are looking for specific breeds to suit family needs, like non-shedding dogs, small dogs, quiet, reliable temperaments. And dogs are possibly maybe walked twice a day in the family home and they might not be out on concrete all day because people like to have their dogs in and cosy, so their nails grow and they do need to be clipped because it causes... ingrown nails, which could cause infection, and it also could cause, you know, it damages their bones because their feet start to kind of not lay as flat as they should on the ground. They start kind of distorting. So it's actually quite important. That's one of the most important things with dogs is the nail care.
Okay, and you're in Clonchock in Clochrane. Whereabouts is your premises? Is it on a main thoroughfare? Is it in a...
Right now we've a great landmark, the Beauties Hotel. So we're directly across the road from there. And there's a big pink sign, you can't miss it, for Shampoodle's Dog Grooming. And we've been there 8 years now. We still have customers coming to us from the very first time I opened to now. So we've seen dogs age and we still get new dogs all the time. People are always getting... pups and spreading the word, so we're always getting new people as well as our old customers.
That area that you're talking about, Clochrane there, is it a bit remote? Obviously not if you're getting...
Not where we are now, we're right off the N32 and we've got great parking facilities and we're in a location that's got a huge catchment area. We're 10 minutes from Santry, 5 minutes from Coolock, 5 minutes from maybe Portmarnock, Malahide. So we're in a central location, so we get customers from the whole surrounding areas like Baldoyle, Coolock, Santry, and we also get people that actually come as far for our service that have moved out of Dublin, and they still come to us that come from as far as Duleek and Slane. So we're accessible to everybody just off the N32.
So is it just yourself, Rachel, or have you got employees or a partner? Or
Not at the moment, it's still just myself.
So you're hoping to expand and...
Yeah, well, we do have weekend, someone that comes in at the weekend and helps me, but we are hoping to expand. We hope to, you know, our coming into the summer, especially the spring, summer months are the busiest months, and that's when we might need extra staff and more hands-on.
Yeah. Okay, Jerry, this is a successful
Something that, as everybody knows, we were talking about our green shoots promotion there. What we're trying to encourage is business initiatives, local people within the area, starting up new businesses, and availing of all of the help that's around, including local radio stations. And as you say, you were talking to Fiona Nolan earlier on, and they offer a next stage to the likes of Rachel's business.
Yeah.
The next stage is they're looking at it and saying, okay, where can we expand into? I suppose the obvious one that you can't expand to in with shampoos is cats. You can't groom cats in the same place. Well, you can expand the business, I suppose, by offering other range of services. For example, I've heard of dog creches and dog walking facilities, which are now being placed in the same business premises as Rachel has, whereas people come there and the dog is looked after, basically babysat.
A boarding service.
A boarding service, but like somebody wants to go into town for the half a day, as Rachel says, 2 hours to do a dog groom. They won't be back for 5 hours. I can't look after her for 5 hours. Like, I can't put her in the cage. Put her somewhere separate. These are the type of things, the second level stuff that the business like that could be offered, as well as talking about it out here in the locality, letting people know that there is local business in the area, that you don't... There's no point in travelling to Kerry for a groomer, unless it's a really close relationship. If something that's needed in the area, it's local.
Okay.
And ladies and businesses like that deserve to be encouraged.
And how many dogs would you look after at one time in the boarding area, Rachel?
For boarding, I now offer since last year. Like Jerry said, people are now looking for other dog services. I offer dog boarding, but it's a home from home, so I only take maximum 4 dogs at a time.
Okay.
And that's mainly for people going away for weekends and holidays and, you know, maybe last minute things that they have to go away for. So there's, like I said, it's only 4 dogs at a time, so it's not like a kennel set up. They're right beside us, they're at the house, and they're just treated like our own.
Very good. So, that's right, Jerry.
She's a dog nanny.
A dog nanny.
Do you regard yourself as a nanny? Do you get a?
It's funny that you say that. I got a birthday message on Facebook from one of my customers, and it said, "Happy birthday, doggy nanny."
I don't know
whether to like it or not.
You obviously love what you're doing, do you?
Yeah, well, you definitely have to love what you're doing when you're dealing with dogs, because especially with the grooming, it's actually hard and physical work, and and when it's busy like Christmas time and summertime. It can be long days.
Well, have you ever been bitten, Rachel? Bitten by a dog?
Thank God, and touch wood, I have never had a serious bite, but, you know, we've had a few nips. But that's, like I said, if you're dealing with dogs for as long as I have, you know straight away by looking at a dog, or the temperament, or the look in his eyes, you know if he has it in him or not, so you can judge it like that almost.
Right. So just somebody out there listening and saying, I'd like to get in and do my own business, maybe not dog grooming because it'll be competition. what would you say to them?
Definitely get up and do it. I was, as I said, I worked for somebody else and I was grooming, and I didn't know what the next stage was going to be. I was in college for 5 years, and it was actually an uncle of mine who said, you know, you're in a good location. Why not maybe give it a go? And I was, him and Han, I was apprehensive. Like, if, you know, you spend all this money because you always need your tools and your stuff to start off with, your machinery or whatever it might be in your business. So we gave it a go, and it's always the first few months or maybe first year that's the hardest. But once your quality of work, if you can keep that to the highest level, you're always going to get people coming back to you no matter what you do, whether it's dogs or carpentry, or if you do good work, you'll get return for it.
Okay, and there is help there now, Gerry, isn't there? There are incentives for people setting up their own business.
There is, yeah. And as the lady, Fiona Nolan, I'd give her the details to Rachel there. And she tells her own story here. She was on earlier on this morning. There are places and grants where you can be encouraged and empowered to take things to the next level, because that's what it's all about. If you're in business, you got to make it work, and there's always the next level to go to, and there are organisations around to help you. And plus, we Near FM here, we like to do our bit as well.
And talking to people, the various people that we talk to, things seem to be on the up and up.
Yeah, well, like the general atmosphere is, and it's in my ad, in the promo that you're going to play, it is green shoots. People are talking about them, and for the seventh year, I think on retail, I was looking at the figures there, that the retail activity has increased quarter on quarter. The last quarter there before Christmas was the busiest quarter in the last 7 years. So people are starting to, I suppose, release a little bit of their money that they've probably been holding a little bit closer to them because of the stormy times. And yes, it is on the up. And let's hope it continues.
Okay. I think we'll actually play that promo.
Yeah, you might as well, yeah.
We'll have a listen to this. You might enjoy it yourself, Rachel.
The word in local retail businesses is that green shoots are starting to appear. Confidence and optimism are back. We here in the Near FM Business Partnership Initiative are happy to hear this and very proud to be part of it. If you're a local business, we can get your message out there. 24-hour broadcasts, people are listening day and night. Why not contact us at 867 1190 and we'll make sure that people hear about your business. We offer very attractive rates, and don't worry about all that technical stuff, we'll produce the promos for you. So don't delay, get your message out there with the Near FM Business Partnership Initiative.
Okay, the Near FM Business Partnership Initiative.
There you go. Yeah, so, and it's very encouraging. We launched it before Christmas, and going down to little local places like Mother Red Caps, local businesses. It's all about helping people, giving people a bit of a G up, you know, a bit of a leg up.
And our little chat with Rachel, you'll instill confidence into people, because how long are you in the business now?
Myself, Sean Poodles, 2006, so that would be 8 years now.
Yeah.
And we've definitely gotten stronger, even now in the, like Gerry said, these stormy times. Has actually proven that business can still do well if your work is good, because a lot of other people have tried to open up these maybe dog grooming businesses but don't have the experience behind them, so that's sometimes the fault. So the work comes back to us, and we get a lot of reference work at the moment. We haven't advertised a lot lately, so it's all word of mouth, which is great, and people just keep coming back.
Well, I hope you listen to that promo there, you know, talking about advertising. Sean Poodles Dog Grooming in Clochran, and is there a phone number?
Yeah, we have a landline number there. It's 8477690.
Yeah, and there's a mobile there as well. Is that your own personal
mobile?
Yeah,
that's
Do you want
my
to give
mobile.
That
yeah, sure. It's 087-2136028.
Well, listen, congratulations on your success. And I hope there's people out there who are listening and will, you know, you've probably put an idea into somebody's head.
Yeah.
And you're stressing quality of service is probably the main
Definitely,
thing you push.
Yeah.
And if your stuff is good, well, then it'll sell.
If you're proud of your own work, then, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah. And you can always contact our own Jerry Cooley there.
Thank you.
And he'll give us a bit of advice as well.
No problem.